Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. I guess that's my cue. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rick Miller and I are talking about doublespeak. We were going to do a presentation on doublespeak. And instead, what we're doing right now is telling you what doublespeak is, how to recognize it. And let me give you a couple thoughts to think about. If you ever have been to a factory outlet, you know, like for blue jeans or shirts, you know, or some clothing factory outlet, you've probably seen the section where they have very low-priced items, lower than, you know, the normal lower prices at the factory outlet. And if you look at the tags, you'll see that they might have a stamp on them that says irregular. Or you might see a strip, an adhesive kind of a strip that says irregular with an arrow pointing to the defect. Now, the reason that they have been determined to be irregular, meaning substandard, that there's something wrong with them. Either the seam is wrong, the stitching's wrong, there's a hole in the fabric that's been sewn up, something like that. It's not first quality merchandise. Not first quality clothing. The reason that there is that tag on there is someone inspected it. Someone looked at it, looked at the work of the people who put the garment together and found there was something wrong with it. So it's been through quality control and a defect has been noticed and documented and shown on the garment so that the buyer can realize that if they're buying Lee jeans or Wrangler jeans or whatever brand, that these are substandard. So buying it, you know that it's not the normal quality. Okay. Well, and it'll say something like inspected by number 19 or inspected by Jose, Mary, or inspected by J period D period. You know, some indicator of who inspected it. All right. Well, let's talk about the education and the link to quality control. Whose responsibility is it to make sure that your child is educated properly? It's your responsibility. So you need to show up at the school system. You need to make sure that your child is not wasting his time or her time and that they're learning the right things and learning things that you think that you're paying for. Right, but you don't have time to do that, right? Why not? You have time to go watch your children in the school plays. You have time to go watch them chase a ball around a ball field. Why don't you have time to watch them in history class, science class, math class? Why? Because we don't do that. We leave quality control up to others who we hardly even know, if we know them at all. So if your child gets a poor education, it's your fault. Any comments, Rick? Where's Rick?
What can I say, you know?
Do you agree or do you think that what I said is incorrect?
Well, it's an embarrassment to be an American today.
Rick, I have been in the classroom as a consultant. I would be in the classroom as a computer consultant. I've been in the, you know, I'd sit in the back of the history class, math classes, science classes. When our children were very young and they were being educated at the public training camp before we took them out of the public training camp, I would sit in the classes and I would watch what was happening. I was aghast. Absolutely aghast at what was happening. That's what kind of government do we have? A democracy. And all the children would say, a democracy. And the teacher would say, yes, very good, very good class. All you have to do is hear that and know that, that the rest of it is just as bad. We do not have a democracy.
Or a republic.
Well, now we don't. Now we have, I would say, something more like an autocratic.
More like a communistic system, because everybody, 70% of America right now has some kind of financial difficulty. 70%.
Well, during the first Great Depression, not the one we're in now, but during the first Great Depression, 25% unemployment. Those were real numbers, 25%. Now, I think it's higher than 25%. And most families don't have $500 to buy a set of tires. You know, if they had to get them. Most people are in debt with credit card debt, that they can't get out of. And the credit and the rates are really high. I mean, we're looking at 19 plus all the way up to 29.9% credit cards. We're allowing this to happen. The news is complicit. They are part, I mean, the media is complicit, I should say. They're allowing this to happen. It's, you know, it's kind of like the people who are in charge saying, I don't want to rock the boat because, boy, it'd be awful being like the rest of those people. You know, like the ones who are watching television. Boy, it'd be tough to be like them. You know, the bottom 93%, as Rich Sheban would say. The bottom 93%, yes.
There's a Netflix series on called Daybreak that's worth watching. I don't know if you've taken the time to watch that one.
It.
It's unbelievable in terms of the metaphors used inside on how the different gangs at the end of days would form. It's it actually projects exactly what's going on in our school systems. It's terrible. It's terrible.
I remember when one of our boys decided he wanted to go to school, and I said, "I'll tell you what. Well, let's just see what it's like to go to school." So here's what we'll do. And this is when we lived in Virginia, and I was a consultant for the Virginia public school systems. When I said this, I said,
"Look at what's going on in Virginia now."
Well, I'll talk about that in just a second. So what I said was, I'll tell you what. Here's what we'll do. We'll get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we had a farm back then, and we had a computer manufacturing factory. I said, so we'll get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I want you to sit out here and look out the window until the bus comes. The bus came right past our house. So our son, you know, sat looking out the window, and he was waiting for the bus. I said, okay, so here's the bus. Now, it's going to take about 45 minutes for the bus to get to school. So sit here for 45 minutes. So he sat there for 45 minutes. And then I said, okay, so now you'll be walking into school, and you're going to sit down in class. So sit down. And so now you're in class. Now you're going to wait about 15 minutes for everybody to get together. And then some students are going to go to breakfast. But you're not going to go to breakfast because you can eat at home. You can afford to eat at home, but not all the students can. So they're going to go to breakfast. So you're going to sit and wait for them to have breakfast. And then when they come back, then you're going to start your first class. And then about 15 minutes into your first class, some people will be told to sit down. And then when that class is over, you all go to the boys' room. Now, only three of you can go into the boys' room at times so that there's no fighting. And so you're going to wait for about 30 minutes for all the class to go in and out of the boys' room, wash your hands, maybe, hopefully. Then you're going to go back to class. You're going to have two more classes, and then you're going to have lunch. And then you're going to sit through 45 minutes of lunch, and then you're going to come back. And then you're going to go to the boys' room again. Then you're going to have... And I explained to him that actually, he would have maybe 2 hours of education. And I said, now you can do all this, or if you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and we homeschool you, you can be done by 8 a.m. You'll have 2 hours of education by 8 a.m. And you can do whatever you want for the rest of the day. What do you want to do? You want to go to school? And he said, heck no. Why would I want to go to school? It's a waste of time. And most of the time that students are in school, in the public training camp, going to it or coming home from it, is wasted time. It's being yelled at. Sit down, shut up, you're going to the principal's office. Threat after threat after threat. Because the lowest common denominator is causing all these problems in schools. And I talked to the principal about this. I said, so how do you put students in classes? Do you take the best students and put them in one class and put the middle students in a middle class and put the ones who are having a tough time in a class that goes a little slower for them or a lot slower for them? No, we don't do that. We take the red birds, the blue birds, and the buzzards, and we put them all in the same class. So what happens is the teachers during summer vacation will all meet. So the fourth grade teachers will look at the students coming into their class, and they'll have the list. And the first teacher, let's say there's three public school fourth grade teachers. The first teacher in the fourth grade will say, okay, I'll take Joe. And the second teacher will say, I'll take Tom. And the third teacher will say, I'll take Mike. And they go right round robin down the list until all the students are done. And when they get toward, you know, the lower three quarters of the list, now they're picking the bluebirds and the buzzards. Down to the buzzards. Nobody wants them, but they get them anyway. So now the classes are running with at the speed of the lowest common denominator. It's idiotic. But that's what's happening. I know it's happening. I was there. One of the things that the baby boomers are accused of not being cool about is encyclopedias. Quote, encyclopedias. No baby boomer's home is complete without a set of encyclopedias that they probably got from door-to-door salespeople. Ultimately, encyclopedias have become obsolete with the rise of Google, and having them in your home makes it look dated and just takes up space, end quote. I can't wait to buy more sets of encyclopedia. I think they're great. I just love to sit down with volume A and flip the pages and read, go to volume B, C. I think that's really neat. We probably have, I don't know, 7 sets here. They're all different. How much do they cost? $20. $20. I didn't buy them from the door-to-door salesperson. I bought them from someone who couldn't wait to get rid of them. Someone who thought that the baby boomers are stupid having encyclopedia. Google, when the internet goes down, you got nothing. Nothing. And I think that's where we're headed. Rick?
I don't know. I don't know. Books, for me, are precious. You know? Something I can hold in my hand when there's no power.
I built a bookcase when we first got here to the farmhouse. Before, it's in the living room, if you will. And the walls aren't even finished being spackled, but the bookcase is in. It's a built-in bookcase. Mrs. Finelli and I made it. It's 8 feet high, 16 feet wide. It has really heavy shelving in it. Reinforced, and it is full, top to bottom, left to right, and that's one. In another part of the house, we have an 8x8.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I just took a quick count of encyclopedia in the kitchen and the living room. 18. 18 sets. And what do I pay for?
Say that I have a new edition of the ESP book out. They're numbered. The first 400 will be numbered and autographed, and that some people, like the Shimizus and others, have ordered these, and I'm recommending that you take a look at this new edition of mine because it fits with Power Tools and my newest edition of the Non-Local Mind, which will be coming out next month. And the reason I need the sales is so I can afford to come out with my new book. I have bills to pay, and the book sales have been dropped off terribly in my universe. I don't know what else to say. I say you
how do we get the
copy, Vincent?
How do we get that?
Just go to my site. I will be having them on Amazon shortly because Amazon Prime used to carry the ESP book. And when Nick Begich gave me the book back to reprint it with Oak Publishing with a new cover and the guts inside changed a little bit to make it more to conform with the series, I haven't got it on Amazon yet. It's still with just my website, RichardAllenMiller.com. And you can find it on Facebook that will lead you to my website as well.
Okay, class, RichardAllenMiller.com, Richard A-L-A-N Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.com.
And the first 400 are numbered, and, yeah.
I was going to take this call, Mark in New Jersey, and he just dropped off, so I don't know what that's all about. Mark, if you want to call back, you're certainly welcome to call back. Okay, so, Rick, you wanted to talk about things like the fires in Australia?
No, well, the fire in Australia is terrible, but what's going on there is Australia is America on steroids. And what happens in Australia, you can count on happening in America. And right now, in America, we have a problem in Virginia, a serious problem. And I am calling on all militias to wake up and see what's going on, because they're going to test us on arms and the right to bear arms.
Okay, I looked up sanctuary counties in the Commonwealth of Virginia, also known as the state of Virginia. And I used to live there. Our family was from Virginia. And here's what happened. I was on my way to visit my dad in the hospital every day with my mother and my wife and sometimes our children. And my dad was in a horrific automobile accident, a crash. A guy fell asleep at the wheel and ran him off the road on a two-lane highway, one lane each way. And my dad went up onto a bank to avoid this guy. He just drove right into him head-on, 55 miles an hour each. Remember my dad saying he was in the war, World War II, and he never heard anything as loud as that crash. And so he was in the hospital for months, intensive surgical trauma, intensive care. The same team that worked on Christopher Reeves at the University Hospital in Virginia worked on my dad. And so every day I would go from our farm to Charlottesville, Virginia. And there was a two-lane road, back road, and there was a gauntlet there. Police cars, lights, tow trucks, back up on this two-lane road. And when it was my turn to approach, the state trooper said, "License and registration." I said, "Why?" And he wanted to pull me out of the car and pummel me right then and there. And I guess he kept his temper and decided that maybe he shouldn't pull me out since there are so many witnesses. And I realized right then and there that I was in the wrong location. Virginia. And so Mrs. Finelli and I decided to get out of Dodge and move. And we looked all over for a safer place. And that happened to be Missouri. And so when we come back, Rick and I will tell you about what's happening in the Commonwealth of Virginia. It's frightening and it's terrifying. They want to take your guns in Virginia. This might be where the revolution starts.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another Democratic hopeful is out of the race for the White House. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro announcing this morning he's dropping out of the race.
I'm so proud of the campaign we've run together. We've shaped the conversation on so many important issues in this race, stood up for the most vulnerable people, and given a voice to those who are often forgotten.
The former San Antonio mayor was the only Latino candidate in the race, but struggled to make a dent in fundraising and the polls.
President Trump again railing against his impeachment. The president tweeting this morning that impeachment by the House is part of an ongoing witch hunt, and it is sputtering badly but still going on. The president says a lot of very good people were taken down by a small group of dirty cops, politicians, and government officials. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
Where today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Talking about something very serious, class. And this is Battleground, Virginia. And we're talking about the assault on the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. Rick, do you want to lead the discussion as to your concerns? Hey, Rick, you there?
Yes. I'm sorry. Cooking breakfast.
All right. Do you want to lead the discussion about
what's happening? No, go ahead.
What's
you
happening?
Just go right ahead. I'll follow your lead, sir.
Okay. So here's a quote. AmericanMilitaryNews.com. This is not me saying this. Of the new gun legislation proposed, one lawmaker has proposed a ban on many popular semi-automatic firearms. This ban would include those semi-automatics with fixed magazines greater than 10 rounds, as well as semi-automatic firearms with other features deemed to make them assault firearms. The ban also sets the magazine capacity limits for rifles, pistols, and shotguns, as well as a weight limit on pistols. Other firearms attachments and features are also included in the bill, and the measure would not include an exemption for gun owners who currently possess those listed firearms and accessories. What they're saying is if you have a firearm that they have now determined to be against the law in the Commonwealth of Virginia, you will be a felon. That's what that sounds like to me. Now, they pulled the same nonsense in the state of Missouri years ago with a House bill. Rory Ellinger and Jill Shoup were the sponsor and co-sponsors. And I went after them with a vengeance. I mentioned this. I gave out the cell phone numbers of those two alleged representatives. And by the next afternoon, the bill was dead. And those who work in the state government of Missouri know very well what happened to Jill Shoup and Rory Ellinger. They were beat up on the phone by a barrage of phone calls. How dare they try to pull a stunt like this? Rory Ellinger, and they were from the St. Louis area. And by everybody talks about that. Oh, yeah, boy, well, you don't want to pull a stunt like that in Missouri, because you remember what happened to Rory Ellinger and Jill Shoup. Well, I gave out their phone numbers, and all I did was call the state capitol, and I said, "Hi, I don't have Rory Ellinger's phone number. May I have it, please?" And I got and Jill Shoup, please. Thank you so much. And then I gave it out on the air, and they were on KMOV, St. Louis Television, the next day. Say, I don't know where these guys got our phone numbers, but they've been calling us and yelling at us and screaming at us, and gosh, it's awful. Well, what really happened was those two representatives, sounds like the same bill to me, it just resurfaced in Virginia. Those guys probably got a boilerplate bill from some organization who writes these bills, because these alleged representatives aren't all that smart to write these things. So somebody wrote it, some boiler room in probably outside of Washington or inside of Washington wrote this. And they say, hey, you can be a hero. You know, we've got this bill. Just put your name on the top of it. Get a co-sponsor and you're good to go and you'll be famous. Well, I think that's what happened. So this has resurfaced. Same kind of thing. Cartridge count, certain grips on shotguns. Now, when this happened in Missouri, you would be a felon. If 90 days after this bill became law, you would be a felon if you were in possession of one of these firearms. So what was legal one day, 90 days later, is now illegal. And you had the choice. You could give it to the government without compensation. Here, would you please take this? I paid $1,000 for it. Would you help me? Would you please take this? Thank you so much. Or you could get it out of the state. Or you could destroy it. Pick one. Or you'd be a felon. Liable for time in the Crossbar Hotel. 86 of Virginia's 95 counties have declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries. And of those 86... all of the districts where I was a computer consultant have declared themselves as sanctuary counties. All the ones. Now, those are rural counties. Now, who is not part of this? Well, that would be places like the big cities in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Let me give you the names of them. Alexandria, Virginia, right? Well, Washington, D.C. area. Charlottesville, big city. Danville, big city. Emporia, Fairfax. Fairfax, that's a bedroom community for the District of Criminals. Falls Church, Virginia. Fredericksburg, another bedroom community for the ilk of Washington, D.C. They can live in Fredericksburg and commute to to the District of Criminals, Hampton, Virginia. Now that's near the Navy base. Harrisonburg, Hopewell, Lexington, Manassas, Manassas Park, Newport News, Petersburg, another city. Portsmouth, Richmond, Salem, Suffolk, and Williamsburg. Those are the cities who are remaining as of December 10th, not listed in the sanctuary areas. The count, there's only three counties that are not part of the sanctuary cities: Arlington, Clark, and Fairfax. So what we're looking at is the Commonwealth of Virginia telling people who live there that even though you're not a felon, even though you're allowed to have these weapons, even though you've already bought them, you will not be allowed to have them anymore. Now, is that serious? I think it is. Because I am not going to live in a place where I can't defend myself. And when I say, everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go, I am cocked and I am locked. Other people say locked and loaded. I'm cocked and locked. I am ready. Ready for what? Everything. I'm ready for anything that comes my way. Or at least I try to be. Am I armed in the studio? You bet. Am I armed on the tractor? You bet. Are our children armed? You bet. Is Mrs. Finelli armed? You bet. Why? Because it's our duty to protect ourselves. And if this is allowed to happen in Virginia, the stakes will go down like dominoes. You'll be like England, where you're not allowed to have a nail file. Any comments?
Rick, I have my special weapons in a steel box buried outside in my yard somewhere. They're not in the house. They're not in my possession. And they're locked up in a steel chest. It's buried in the ground. Hoorah.
You want to talk about this. Is this because you are concerned that we're going down as a nation?
They're testing us right now.
Okay. Do you think that this can be the tinderbox for the second American Revolution? Some might call it Civil War.
This is why we have militias. To protect ourselves one house at a time.
Okay. So there are plenty of series that you can watch on television, on Netflix, for example. I have assigned as homework Survivors. It's a BBC 1976-77 release. You need to watch it. Survivors. BBC. Then there's a newer version, Survivors. Same name. And you need to watch both of them. Another one is Jericho. It's on Netflix. Jericho. You need to watch it. You need to watch all of these multiple times. Why? Because this will show you in graphic detail what it's going to be like when your former friends turn on you, when your neighbors don't have what you have to eat, and they come knocking on your door, and they are so hungry they will eviscerate you to get it. It will show you what it's like when people are so hungry that they will tie a guy down, cut off his leg, and barbecue it. I'm not kidding. It will show you what dog-eat-dog is like. Now, there are different premises for these stories. One of them is a nuclear, an orchestrated inside job, nuclear attack on the United States. That would be Jericho. And the fallout from it, how man turns on his fellow man. Neighbors turning on neighbor. Former friends turning on former friends. Or I should say friends turning on friends. Families, family members disagreeing with each other as what is the right course of action. What do we need to do? And what happens when someone knocks on your door? Is it friend or foe? What happens when the police come and the police tell you what to do? What happens when the police come and they say, or the military shows up and says, listen, we've got an evacuation. We've got to get in the truck. Now. And you go, where are we going? Get in the truck. We're evacuating. And then you find out you're in an internment camp. And it's a special thing for women. Women are really valuable, especially if they're pretty. And if you have a malady, you know, if you've got something that is a disease, oh, well, geez, medication is really valuable and we can't waste it on you. Fuel? Well, there's a use for fuel. The Nazis used it in Germany for a while. They burned people. And then they found it was probably more convenient to just dig trenches. So if you don't think this is serious, I believe you should think again. Or I believe you're mistaken. So you need to watch Jericho, Survivors, the original 77 version, the newer release. Then you need to watch Shades of Blue. That would be the police and their corruption and what they're going to be like. And there are others. There are other series that you should consider watching. I've named them all in the past. Because it will... Even Designated Survivor. You know, what happens when the president is killed and Congress is taken out? What's it like with the infighting? What's that going to be like? So you put all this together and you realize we're in a world of hurt. And you should do something like the Finelli family did. Get out of Dodge. Really? Really? You ought to be able to grow your own food, raise your own animals, become independent, like Rich Sheban, like Kyle, like a whole bunch of us. We're trying to do this, and we're trying to teach you what we've learned. But you don't have to do it. Just be part of the masses. We'll be right back.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
If you will use a firearm to protect your mother, your father, your wife, your husband, and your children, and you don't have one, what are you waiting for? And do you have ammunition? If not, what are you waiting for? How about a box of shells for that rifle? It'll take you about half of that box of shells to sight in your rifle. It'll take you the other half of the box to just get used to, just the tip of getting used to that rifle. That's a box. Is that enough? What do you think? So here's an all call to George and Kyle. We've done one of these before. I've decided that if George and Kyle, or George or Kyle, want to join me on Friday, we'll talk about what you should consider. I was going to do my tips for 2 hours. If they want to join me, we will teach you what you need to know about getting your first gun. If they can't do it, then I'll just talk about my tips. Rick, I typed in, this is a quote, quote, will the revolution start in Virginia, end quote. That's what you need to type in your search engine class, which should be DuckDuckGo.
Revolution. I think there's already something going on. And the last thing I wanted to mention was Australia and what's going on there with those fires like California. There's something else going on here, and it isn't unnatural. The fires are unnatural. How's that work? Why? Global warming? The bears, I don't know about your neighborhood, but I noticed that the squirrels are not hibernating this year.
Right.
Have you noticed that?
I see the squirrels now. Why are they out there? Why are they running
around?
Exactly.
There's something else going on, and everybody needs to wake up and realize we are in a serious situation with change.
Rick, I'm looking out the studio window. I can see some of the fields of the farm. They're not dead brown. This is the winter. I'm looking at green grass. I thought we were going to have a violent
colder
violent
than normal winter. Yeah, yeah.
Where is it?
Well, we'll have it. Trust me, it is about to happen. There's going to be a pole shift, and when there is, everything changes.
Rick, do you see what I've been describing as neighbor against neighbor, family members not united, not working together, the millennials and, you know, whining like, I don't want to do that. You know,
everything is in disarray. Everything is in disarray. That's what I wanted to talk about today, and we have. Everything is in disarray, and nobody is noticing it, and here we are, the new year. Wakey, wakey.
So, class, do you have reloading supplies? How many rounds is enough? And I got to tell you, I've heard it so many times here in the corrupt state of Missouri. Yeah, hunting season's going to be in a couple of weeks. I got to get me some shells. They knew 5 years ago that hunting season was going to be every year, and they got to get me some shells. They know that they cost more every year, or on average they cost more. And how many is this box of shells? Well, typically, if you've got a 30-30 or a 30-06 or a 308, it's 20 shells. You know, there was a shootout, an attempted bank robbery in the county where I lived in Virginia. The cops against the robbers, they shot over 1,000 rounds, and nobody was hit. Nobody was hit. So the guy who was my instructor decided the cops had no idea what they were doing. He was a former cop. So he volunteered to train the cops how to conserve ammo. 1,000 rounds, and nothing was hit. Well, no one was hit, okay? Nobody. So what I'm suggesting that you consider, if there was a shootout and 1,000 rounds were shot and no one was hit, how many rounds do you need? How many? Is a box going to do it? 20? How about two boxes? 40? How about five boxes? 100? I'm telling you that I bought several boxes of 550 rounds to teach the Boy Scouts how to shoot. Several boxes at the Chinese factory outlet many, many, many years ago, actually decades ago. And the guy behind the counter said, man, here's a 22s, 22 long rifles in bulk. He said, what are you going to do, start your own war? I looked at him and I said, if I was going to start a war, I wouldn't be using these. Unbelievable. You know, 1,000 rounds with a few Boy Scouts, that's gone in a couple hours. Just blinking, learning how to shoot. Class, I suggest you consider, if you are going to defend yourself, you get ready right now. And you don't have to register in many localities. You can buy it privately from someone who's so stupid they want to sell a firearm to you, a non-felon.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.